this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm your host, Holly Petrie, here with this week's episode. I interviewed Charles Watson, CEO of Tropical Smoothie Cafe, this week, and actually about 6 months ago, the week before the pandemic hit. Charles and I spoke about Tropical Smoothie Cafe's great same-store sales and increases year over year, and their debut in 2019's Top 200 ranking. For the first time, he became CEO in January of 2019, and things have truly changed in those 18 months. They've changed in the 6 months since we spoke. So here he is to talk about the 25.5% increase in comp sales in June for Tropical Smoothie Cafe. That is June of this year, and to talk about his theory of hospitality. So stay tuned. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Charles. So you have been the CEO of Tropical Smoothie Cafe for a little over a year. How has it been as a CEO in general? And then kind of how has it been as a CEO during coronavirus?
Yeah, absolutely. And Holly, it's a pleasure to talk with you today. Gosh, what a great first couple of years it's been. It's been certainly interesting. I've certainly learned a lot. I previously at Tropical Smoothie Cafe was our chief development officer for about 3 years. And in the summer of 18, I got the opportunity to be our interim CEO while the board was looking for a new CEO. And luckily, I was chosen for that position. So I started permanently in January of 2019. And boy, from 19, halfway through 20, we've had a lot going on. COVID obviously being the biggest story. But Tropical Smoothie Cafe as a brand has been on a tear. You know, we've got 8 years of comp sales increases. We've almost doubled the company in that amount of time in terms of number of units. We've added a lot of franchisees and have had a lot of success for all intents and purposes. And I give a lot of credit to our previous CEO as well as the teams that we've had working on Tropical Smoothie over the years. But certainly it has been interesting, especially going into COVID. We started 2020 at, you know, comp sales, I think we're about +9. And then like everybody else, we fell off the COVID cliff, as I call it, for a couple months. But I'm very pleased to say that in working with our franchisees, we really have come out of that and accelerated both from a comp sales perspective and from a unit growth perspective. But a lot of learning opportunities here for me in the first couple of years being CEO, and I've enjoyed every second of it working with our franchisees.
Well, that's great. And you and I actually spoke about 6 months ago in March, right before the pandemic started, about how impressive Tropical Smoothie Cafe's same-store sales were. And you guys just released your newest comp sales and you're up again. And so can you talk about the journey to be up in sales again at a time when a lot of people are still struggling?
I sure can. And I'm a pretty open book about this stuff. I know from a competitive standpoint. But as I said, we started the year 2020, we're probably up about 9.5% in comp sales. March, we went negative in the teens. April, we went negative, 35 plus. And then we started clawing back in May, right? We're down single digits in May. And then June, we really turned the corner. And again, I say all of this in partnership with our franchisees, because we can't do anything without the franchisees working their tails off at their cafes. But we went positive to the tune of 12.5% in what we call in June. And then July, as you may have seen in the press, comp sales were 25.5 positive. So that's a really big number. And I can tell you that through August, we're +19. So the acceleration has really happened in comps, which is great for our franchisees, especially after going through a very, very scary time. In our development pipeline, we were at 58 open cafes opened in 2020 so far this year. And we've got about 85 or 90 in sight for the year. So we're very happy with where we are. And I think a lot of this was driven by seeing the pandemic as an opportunity, seeing it as a chance to ultimately take share from our competitors. It's a competitive world out there, and there's lots of places to eat, and we want to be top of that list. And so working with our franchisees, putting in place local store marketing tactics, and really focusing on driving digital channels and getting third party up and running, getting curbside up and running, has really driven the success that we've seen over the past 2 or 3 months.
Would you say that part of that is also that you pride yourselves on being a healthful chain, where things are more focused on healthier menu items, that in a time when disease is kind of spreading and some people have gone to comfort food, others have thought, you know, I want to do something that is healthier for my body that will kind of give me an extra level of safety?
I would agree 100%, Holly. That's one of the big trends that's going on, and why I think Tropical Smoothie has been able to take advantage of it is because I think we live in that middle space between comfort and health, right? We provide optionality to our guests, but absolutely the opportunity to smoothies obviously have a great connotation for being a little bit healthier. Obviously, with our smoothies, you're looking at anywhere from 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables in each smoothie. Our food is bold. And tastes great, but also, you know, you're looking at wraps versus, you know, pizza or subs or whatever else. So I think we're absolutely taking advantage of that and leaning into that. And so it's healthier with taste, right? And that's what's really important, because we as Americans, we want it both ways. We want it to be healthful, but also to taste really good. And I think we've been able to fulfill that. And quite honestly, fulfill it in digital channels or have it delivered or grab and go or curbside, that also makes it very convenient for our guests as well. So absolutely the healthier aspect of it, and the fact that disease is running rampant, I think has been tailwinds for us as well. I think you hit it on the head.
Do you also think that you had an advantage for curbside pickup and delivery because your product is easily transportable, or did you have to alter your menu for increased delivery times?
We haven't done any menu alteration whatsoever. So our product is highly portable, absolutely. And I think through this pandemic, one of the issues that we were struggling with was consumer perception of smoothies, right? Or any frozen beverage that, oh, that must not travel well. And you know, actually, it's the exact opposite. Our smoothies hold up really well for 30 to 45 minutes, where you're still getting a high quality taste from the product. Same with our food, right? I think we all in the restaurant business know that certainly it's not going to be quite as good as having it right out of the kitchen and eating it, but certainly is still at a high quality. So yep, highly portable on our products. And the pandemic has given us the opportunity to prove that to our guests. And we think they're saying, yeah, we like it and we want more. That's what we think we're seeing in those results. And so we're going to continue to lean into those channels and continue to ultimately drive brand awareness. We're 850 units. But you know, as I tell my people, we're not a household name yet. And that is our goal, is to be a household name. And so we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of things to lean into.
Well, and you mentioned earlier the fact that you have opened units during the pandemic and that you still have more on the horizon for the year. Were those all planned pre-COVID?
They were. We've got a pretty robust pipeline, hundreds and hundreds of franchisees that are, you know, we call that pipeline all the way from they're about to open next week all the way to they just signed a franchise agreement, right? So that number is well over 500 as far as our pipeline goes. So the only thing that we really saw through COVID was a delay, right? That couple months of fear of, man, we better slow down on this, or can construction crews and can general contractors work? So I would say we had about a 2-month delay in our pipeline, which you're never going to get back in our business, right? That 2 months kind of went poof. And so the timing has been pushed back a little bit, but the intention to open and move forward with opening cafes has not changed whatsoever. You know, as an example of that, I will tell you, we are at almost at 150 franchises that we've sold so far in 2020. We expect from a development perspective, we average about selling 200 franchises a year, and we expect to hit that number again this year. So what I think is driving that ultimately, Holly, is certainly our existing franchisees, because they're very much on board with wanting to continue to grow with that brand. And that's the greatest compliment any franchisor can ever get. But when we look macro, the brands that are strong and solid and have great franchisee bases and great unit level economics have an opportunity to really accelerate during this time. I don't think we're the only brand that's in that position, but I know that we are in that position. When I look at the real estate market, we have not yet begun to see the opportunities that are going to happen in real estate, right? When we look at the labor market for restaurants, right? This was our number one issue, labor in restaurants. I think that is going to come back. Healthfulness, which you actually already brought up, I think we play very well there. And quite honestly, from a franchise development perspective, franchise development sees its most growth in economic downturns, because there are more people that are looking to buy themselves a job or to drive something entrepreneurially. And in the past 3, 4, 5 years, why would you leave a $150,000 corporate job to take on the risk to be an entrepreneur? So we see all of those things coming together to drive our development for the next 36 to 48 months.
Well, and you came from development. That's where you moved from to be CEO. And so do you
don't tell anybody, Holly. Don't tell anybody a development guy's in charge. I'll get in trouble.
Well, I was going to say, has that really helped you kind of work on growth? I mean, at this time when people are going to be flocking to start their own franchises, like you brought up, do you think that it's really helpful to have somebody in charge who has all of that experience and knows that business really well?
I do. And I'm extremely lucky to be in this position. I thank my lucky stars every day to be with this kind of brand, to be with this franchise base, to be with the leaders that I'm with leading this brand. But yes, I would say so. We make no bones about the fact that we are trying to be a household name. We are trying to grow both AUV, profitability for our franchisees, as well as unit count, because with unit count comes more brand awareness, and it comes the ability, and with it comes the ability to fortress and to defend markets against our competitors. So we make no bones about the fact that we're trying to grow and develop. And you know, typically, especially in our space, we're private equity owned, and the growth aspect is an important one. What my job is to make sure that we get that robust growth with the right franchisees in the right markets so that it is sustainable. That's where I try to put my spin on things, is to make sure we're doing the right things the right way as we develop this awesome brand forward.
Is your hope that one day there will be a tropical smoothie cafe on every corner?
I don't believe every corner. I think that this is a brand that needs to have a place in every DMA. And I think the right level there. So when I look at our brand over the next 5 to 10 years, I see anywhere from 6,000 to 7,500 units. I don't personally have aspirations for 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. That's probably going to be the next person who takes the mantle here. My short-term goal is to double the size of this brand by 2025 to 1,500 units. And then after that, it's the next 1,500 units, which I think comes a lot faster. So the hump right now is from 850 to 1,500 units. And I think that alters the unit level economics. It alters the brand awareness in such a way that we can really start taking a much larger place in the quick casual restaurant segment and be a force to be reckoned with. So that's my number one duty right now is to get us to that 1,500, because I think that's really a breakthrough number for us.
And then so just sort of covering our bases, because we are still in the coronavirus pandemic, do you guys plan on any new initiatives or any new sanitation moves or ways to make pickup easier that customers will feel extra safe? Or do you feel as though your business model was kind of already prepared for that?
I feel like we were pretty well prepared. Have we put in, you know, all the best practices? Do we look at the local and state mandates and authority? Yes, absolutely. But when we look at masks, sanitizers, notices on the door, deep cleaning procedures, et cetera, we were in a pretty good place. And we obviously extremely rapidly put all those things in place. And you know what? We've got a dedicated franchisee base that we always talk about. You cannot be in the rest. Safety is number one. Every day of the week, every minute of that your restaurant is open, right? Without that, you have nothing. So we talk about that a lot as a system. So I think we've done a very nice job there. Always more to do. And so we're absolutely, our supply chain team and our operations team, always on the lookout for new products, new procedures that we can institute at Tropical Smoothie Cafe in order to continue to raise that level. From a technology side, obviously contactless, doing a lot of work around that when we talk about credit card processing, when we talk about point of sale, et cetera. So all the things that you would expect us to be moving forward with, we are, to continue to keep our employees, our crew members, our franchisees, and our guests safe. Because without that, we've got nothing.
So basically, you're growing, you're portable, and you're safe is the message at the end of the day.
That seems like a pretty good message. I'm good with that. I'm good with that 3 points. That's a good 3-point plan, Holly. Thank you. I'm going to steal that from you and use it in my next strategy presentation.
Well, it's a good way to just kind of put it across, and it seems like you're hitting all the right marks. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we sort of wrap things up?
No, I think I'm good. I mean, the one thing I would tell you that we're really focused on, and I come up with all sorts of goofy terms that my team makes fun of me for, but the key to this brand going forward, you can say it a lot of different ways, you know, convenience. Today's guest, it has to be convenient, and it's got to be anytime, anywhere. I have been in the service and hospitality business my entire career, and I love it. So when I put those two things together, I come up with the idea of hospitology, right? It's hospitality enabled by technology, and technology that can deliver hospitality. So as those two things go together, that's what I see the future for Tropical Smoothie as. And if we can get those two things right, I think we will be the household name and really inspire our guests to be better, to do better, and to live, work, and play with Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and allow us to become the most beloved restaurant brand, because that ultimately is our mission. And we think that we can fulfill that by providing great hospitality in a technology-enabled way.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Really appreciated it.
Thanks, Holly. I appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Extra Serving. We'll be back next Friday with an interview with Joanna Fantozzi and Focus Brands Chief Commercial Officer. Have a safe week.